Something I wanted to mention, and I talked to you about it in the break, John.
Yeah.
I have a friend who I was a dispute with, and this isn't a typical, you know, left field take that he has, because I think a lot of people, and I bet you most people actually feel the same way, and I don't, and I wonder what you feel about this. Now, knowing your situation, I can understand that you're going to probably agree with me. I have a friend who insisted months ago that Michigan's starting quarterback was going to be Bryce Underwood because of the money that they paid him.
The NIL.
And my point was, well, they paid him for a reason that they think he's going to be really good, yes. But if for some reason he is not the best quarterback in fall camp, whether it's Keene or Jaden Davis, who won't be, or it's got this guy Garcia from East Carolina.
Right, yeah, the guy that's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
If for some reason another quarterback was better and more ready than a freshman, no matter how much, that quarterback's going to play or at least start the season. I don't think any coach, especially on a team that has, whether you want to call them realistic or unrealistic, playoff or conference championship aspirations, is going to play somebody who in their mind might be a lesser player just because of a paycheck. Is that, am I crazy for feeling that way?
Not at all. I mean, the responsibility, it's a little bit weird because we see obviously quarterbacks at the next level making a lot of money and you know they're going to play.
Right.
At the college level, even though they are, you know, being paid to play the game, is a different dynamic because they're, and Bryce Young is a young 18 years old.
Bryce Young.
He is actually at the next level. Bryce Underwood is a young 18. He just got there. He's learning college football. He's learning the offense. He's learning how to lead. He's doing all the things, and he's putting all work. But if there is a quarterback that gives you a better opportunity to win, and let's just say even at the beginning of the season, your responsibility is to the team.
Right.
Your responsibility is to your job, and that is to win every single game or give your team the best chance to win every single game.
Now, I can see you want to play the highly paid freshman if you're a team that, you know, we might be like 5-7 or something like that. You want to get the guy as much, you know, repetitions as possible going into like
this
later
season.
Career.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nobody, I don't think any school, it has nothing to do with Michigan. It could be Michigan State. It could be Notre Dame. It could be anywhere, Clemson.
Yeah.
You're going to play a lesser player just because of the paycheck that they got.
Your
it makes no sense to me.
Your credibility as a coach then is going to be called into question.
Yes.
If you're just simply paying because of what a player is making at the college level, then and if you're not giving your team the best chance to win because somebody else would be better in that position at that time of year, it's you're taking a shot as a coach. You're taking all the bullets at that point.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any coach that wants to do that. You're going out there to win games. And you're going to put the best player out there. And some of it has to do with how you handle it in the media when you're asked questions.
Right.
And Sharon will be asked those questions today since we're talking about Bryce Underwood. You know, I'm sure he'll be asked, are you going to name Bryce Underwood the starter? Who's your starting quarterback now? That's always the question. No matter where you are, everybody wants to know who the starting quarterback is.
Now, everybody seems to think, and you would know better than I, that he actually is the best quarterback on the team.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see Mikey Keene because he wasn't available for spring ball.
Right.
Now, I mean, yeah, there's a clear difference between Bryce Underwood as an athlete and all the other quarterbacks. But there still is that you've got to be able to take it from, and the old saying I've seen in Ann Arbor is you got to take it from State Street to Main Street. And you've got to be able to win on game days. And I think when Sharon is asked that question, I have no idea how he's going to answer it.
Right.
If it were me, I would answer it as, well, there's a competition, and he's a freshman. He's going to have to show that he is the best quarterback for this team. He's going to have to earn the position.
Right. Now, they and earn the paycheck. They obviously paid him because he's the number one quarterback, number one recruit in the country. They
highly projected.
They paid him because they think he's going to be great. That's why they paid him. There's no doubt about that. But just because they paid him doesn't mean they have to play him right away.
Right.
He probably will, but you never know.
Stoney, I generally agree with everything that you're saying, but look, you mentioned the Magic team, Clemson, and look, they don't think they were direct, like obviously schools weren't paying athletes directly at this time a couple years ago, but how long did Dabo stick with DJ Uiagalelei when he had Cade Klubnik right there on the roster?
Not long, and he didn't stick with what's-his-face when Trevor Lawrence was a freshman either, Bryant, right?
Well, no, but he let DJ Uiagalelei play with chance after chance after chance and cost them a playoff spot.
Right, well, he obviously thought that
he was better. Klubnik was ready at that time.
And DJ started, going down the old you-know-what, and then finally he had no choice.
Yeah.
You even look back at Michigan when they got JJ. I mean, McNamara was the starter, and they figured out a way to at least let him play a little bit, right?
Yeah, and develop.
Right. That's what you do, I think.